This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's
Throne Watch. You're listening to Kyle One. So which is it? Is it time for Biden to go, you know, from Democrats, or is it, no, he's our guy. He's going to continue. It's all good. We need Joe Biden. He does president things. People don't understand what the president does or something like that. And so, but which is it? Is it Gavin get ready, or is it, no, that's an insult that we can't even talk like that. You know, I just want to know. But I kind of think I know where it really is behind closed doors, behind the scenes, behind the public persona of the Democrat Party elite. And, of course, all the accomplishments, all the wonderful things, all the good things that are happening out there right now, my friends. That's evidently the thing that we're just not really giving enough the time of day to, evidently. Folks, welcome to the program, Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. We are already having fun here on the program this morning. In hour number one, we are launching into hour number two, and we're launching, and of course, we are doing that also having fun with the moon landing that occurred on Thursday. Again, a robotic lander did land on the moon, we understand, part of a NASA program, but also with private industry, we understand, to do some studying and so forth, and report back from the moon. It was very, very weak signal, so we are listening for the beep. Although I don't think we can hear that with our equipment. Evidently, there was a satellite dish in the UK they needed to use in order to hear the beep, as it were. But no, it's not like Sputnik. Sputnik went beep beep beep, I think. But no, they're getting some information and data from this, we understand. But folks, once again, Friday edition is here. It is upon us. It is finally here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, if you have something you'd like to say or question you might have or this kind of thing, especially as we move through the program this morning and we're talking with our guests. Another great way to ask questions, if you don't care to call in and be on the air, you can always send us a direct message via KyleWarrenShow.com. If you like, and we'll be happy to ask them about that when we're on the air with them. All right, so once again, folks, a lot happening, and one of the things, of course, too, that's going on right now is we continue to see the aftermath of this Trump decision or the Trump judgment that was handed down, which I think in so many ways, unless you're carrying the water for Biden, unless you're in the Democrat Party elite, unless you've got sort of an axe to grind with all this, I think most people, and certainly most business people, most real estate developers, see this as a complete and total overkill, overreach. And, you know, we've been talking about Mr. Wonderful all week, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. And I just can't get over, you know, when he talks about, you know, what fraud? What are you talking about? There's, you know, the banks were, you know, the banks agreed to all these different things and what the conditions were and what the terms were and what the values were and all this stuff. And that is, at the end of the day, that's what matters. And that's what, as he would say, every single real estate developer across the world, across the known universe, does on a daily basis. So this is way, way, way overkill. But this from, I believe this is from, yeah, New York Post. Former President Donald Trump lost a bid Thursday to postpone the New York court ruling, forcing him to cough up $355 million. And, of course, it's more than that with the interest. I believe some $87,000 a day accumulates. and banning him from doing business in the state for 3 years. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron said Trump's attorneys hadn't provided a good reason as to why he should delay his judgment from last week in the civil fraud case against the ex-president, the Trump Organization, and others. You have failed to explain, much less justify, a basis for a stay, Engoron wrote in a Thursday email filed in the case. I am confident that the appellate division will protect your appellate rights. Yeah, well, he's confident about that, everybody. On Tuesday, the office of New York Attorney General Letitia James, which prosecuted the case against the real estate tycoon, submitted to the court a proposed judgment order based on Engoron's Friday ruling. But Trump lawyer Clifford Robert responded Wednesday, claiming the AG's office didn't follow proper court procedure and made errors in the proposed judgment. Engoron signed the judgment Thursday. The court clerk will then sign off on it, after which Trump and co-defendants, including his two eldest sons, Eric and Donald Trump Jr., will have 30 days to file an appeal. Trump's side has said they plan to fight Engoron's ruling in order to appeal the 2024 GOP frontrunner, who has insisted he did nothing wrong and blasted this case as politically motivated witch hunt. We'll need to turn over the $355 million plus 9% interest as collateral. James said that if Trump doesn't come up with the cash he's been ordered to pay, she's ready to seize the assets. Yeah, we mentioned that, I believe, on yesterday's program, including some of his most prized Big Apple properties to cover the cost. And, folks, this is the kind of thing, again, that, you know, we would hear about, you'd see it in a movie, or you'd hear about this kind of thing being done in some far-off land where you would say, well, they don't understand, you know, our system, our constitution, our republic, and look at them. Look what they're doing. They're just sort of lost. If only they had a wonderful system like ours. And, folks, it's happening right now within our system. And most unfortunately, this seems to be the shadow of things to come. Because you can't tell me that this isn't a squelch on anybody who would want to either A, do business in New York, and B, run for any kind of political office. This is just way, way, way beyond the pale, as we've been talking about throughout this week. Well, folks, we're going to talk about a lot more as we come back from this first break, hour number two. And again, this is just overwhelming, isn't it? But we'll come back. We'll talk about mortgage rates. We'll talk about possible recession, all kinds of stuff. And it is still Friday, so we got that going for us. At least stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh yeah, well, we know the thing. And we have, well, I think we have a better idea of what the thing is and what the thing should be, how to get from point A to point B about the thing. I just think that on all points regarding the thing, I just think we got better ideas. That's my thought, and I think that that's probably your thought as well. And welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, or head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, as we were talking about this judgment against Donald Trump, that is going to continue. The very fact that the judge in the case would not grant any kind of a delay or stay or any kind of thing like that, because they know by imposing that ridiculous, why didn't he just make it $1 billion? I mean, at what point? I mean, he's treating it like monopoly money anyway. And if he were to do that, you'd probably still have people saying, oh, no, it's really great. No, it should be $1 billion. I mean, Trump is bad. So, you know, Trump has to have $1 billion somewhere because he's got all these ill-gotten gains about everything. And all this is just getting pretty old, isn't it, to hear this kind of stuff. Well, you know what else is? Well, this is a terrible, terrible, terrible transition, but I guess I kind of swerved into it, my friends. But the idea about Joe Biden becoming too old to do this any longer is becoming a very, very big deal. We have a great audio clip. This is actually Frank Luntz, the pollster. I'm sure that you recognize his name. He was talking with Forbes. And there was a great question, of course, about this whole thing. Well, of course, you had Frank Luntz. He was talking with Forbes,
and he was being asked about these documents issues that Joe Biden was having and would it affect the campaign. Well, of course, Frank Luntz, I think, does have a good finger on the pulse of what the voters believe, but also I think what the Democrat Party is also thinking in this particular case. Let's listen in here to a clip that he did with Forbes regarding this. I think you'll find it very illuminating, as it were. So let's listen in to Frank Luntz.
It's happened already. Biden continues to lose support. Democrats continue to look at him and say, you know, Mr. President, thank you for your service. Thank you for beating Donald Trump. Thank you for all that you've done to put the country back on track. Now, sir, please retire. We get this in focus groups. We see this in polling. That even people who like him, who like what he's done for the country, still look at him straight in the eye, as I'm doing to you right now, and say, it's time to go. What I do not understand is when that number hit 80% who now say that Joe Biden's age is the reason to vote against him, when that number reaches 80%, it's a national consensus. But it does not seem to have any impact on his eagerness to participate. I'm told that his biggest supporter in this is Jill Biden. I would have thought that she, more than anyone, would have wanted him to retire, to have time together. We've never seen this kind of politics. Biden is in worse shape today than Ronald Reagan was, and we look back on it now and we think, why didn't we ask President Reagan to step aside those last 2 years when he was battling certain conditions? We see it in Biden's walk. We hear it in his talk. We watch him participate in these press conferences. Look, I know this guy. I met him. As a human being, he's one of the most decent. But in the end, the public is saying enough.
Okay, stop right there just briefly, because Frank Luntz is doing a lot there and there's a lot to unpack. But, you know, certainly, as he just mentioned about his walk, his talk, how he behaves in press conferences. Well, and this is Frank Luntz. You know, again, who knows Joe Biden? I know that Mika Brzezinski knows him. I'm sure that she has met him on numerous occasions from what we can glean here. But why go to the extreme of trying to portray Joe Biden, as she did, as somebody who's just, you know, he's older, but he's wise and he's accomplished and he has all this experience. And so he walks differently, this kind of thing, trying to just sort of slip all that off as if it's irrelevant. And here's Frank Luntz, who I think is in much more a compelling description of what's happening and a much more clear-eyed description and an opinion about what's happening, because that's the opinion you would be naturally that you would naturally arrive at given all of Joe Biden and what's happening with him. But if you're Mika, or if you're some of these other people out there trying to now reverse the narrative on Joe Biden, that it's really no big deal, it's not really something wrong, it's all okay. My goodness gracious me, Lawrence O'Donnell, also on MSNBC, you know, talks about the idea that, you know, he's doing president things. It's a misunderstanding of the work of the presidency, evidently, about how Joe Biden is now being perceived. You know, he's basically saying, you know, the presidency is about making decisions. I'm just sort of recapping what he said here. It's about making decisions. It's not about making speeches, stuff like that. But I got to tell you, it's all of those things. To be the leader, not only of the United States, but essentially the leader of the free world, you have to be able to be dynamic. You have to be able to have your faculties. You have to be able to lead people and show them that you have the endurance to do that. And by the way, if it's the decisions, I'm going to go out on a limb here. If it's the decisions that Lawrence O'Donnell is absolutely fawning over here, then I would submit that Biden doesn't make the decisions. And I hate to say that because it sounds kind of weird, but what other conclusions can we come to? Somebody please tell me what the opposite or the alternative conclusion is. Because it doesn't appear that Biden can come out and talk about subjects. He certainly will never debate Donald Trump, who's saying that they should start debating right now and would be happy to debate any number of times, basically. Well, they will never let Biden do that. And because they know that he can't go do that. He can't go speak extemporaneously anymore about stuff. So how will they couch it? How will they hide it? What they will say is that, well, we don't want to give Donald Trump a platform because we just don't want to contribute to the takeover of our democracy by Donald Trump. That's exactly what they're going to do, what they're going to say. That's exactly how they're going to say it. And all the while trying to hide the problems that Joe Biden continues to experience. And we take no joy in that. We take no joy in that. But pollster Frank Luntz, I think, has really, really sort of hit this on the head. And the idea that Dr. Jill hasn't told him to go retire, I think there's a whole story behind that, too. Why wouldn't she want to do that at this point? And as I was just talking about the decisions, I think, and it's something that I've sort of coined here, I think, on the show, and that is there's the ideological decision-making matrix that exists for the far left and for the Democrat Party elite, evidently, where all of your decisions are pretty much made ahead of time. All you have to do is consult the ideological decision-making matrix, and it will spit out the appropriate decision that takes into account the politics. It takes into account any kind of cultural or ethnic impact that decision might have. It takes into account how do you check off the boxes of various special interest groups, and on it goes. And that's why we seem to be in such a turmoil. And it's not about trying to offend people. It's not. It's not about trying to walk roughshod over people. Of course, that's not what it is either. But what it is that leadership has to, in fact, and for some odd reason, they've been supporting Israel to the extent that they have, but they're starting to become very wary of that right now because they realize that that's impacting the ideological decision-making matrix. Oh, brother, I'll tell you that much. All right, so folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Much more to talk about on this Friday edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Fresh imagery from NASA reveals a disconcerting trend. The land beneath several major East Coast cities is sinking. Extensive surveys were conducted from New England to Florida. The findings indicate that key cities like New York, Baltimore, and Norfolk experienced sinking between 2007 and 2020. A number of federal agencies are conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from mere technical glitches or were a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% last week. This contrasts with 6.5% a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, it is the Friday edition, and we are moving along. And like listener Joan up in Seattle, I'm just glad to see the sun. I really am. You know, it was actually a pretty nice day on Thursday. And as we move in, of course, here to early Friday morning. But, yes, I'm just glad that the sun is returned. Life seems to be returning to somewhat normal. And whatever normal is in California. Yes, absolutely glad to see the sun come back. And I'm glad that listener Joan also has that wonderful experience right now and can venture outside without the rain coming down. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. And, of course, we did hear from listener Joan in Seattle earlier this morning via KyleWarrenShow.com. Go over there, and you can send a direct message to us anytime, day or night. Of course, the website's always there. And, of course, you can always call us during the program, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. Okay, we'll be talking with Denise Simon next segment, by the way. After we hear our second song of the morning, and again, that's also by request, so you definitely want to stick around for that. It's going to be pretty cool, I think. So you definitely want to be with us for that. But this from Markets Insider, recession is coming, and it could send stocks plummeting 26%. As dwindling savings rates spark a vicious cycle in the economy, according to a strategist. In an interview with Fox Business Network on Thursday, recession is still on the way, even as optimism pervades across Wall Street. And stocks are at risk of a steep plunge when a downturn hits, according to a BCA strategist, Rokhaya Ibrahim. In an interview with Fox Business Network on Thursday, Ibrahim said the economy would likely tip into a downturn before early 2025. Once a recession strikes, the S&P could fall as low as 3,500, she predicted, which could take, or rather would take, the benchmark index around 26% lower from its current levels. That outlook is based on the Federal Reserve's aggressive, quote-unquote, monetary tightening since March of 2022, Ibrahim said. Interest rates are now the highest they've been since 2001, a level economists have long warned could over-tighten financial conditions and push the U.S. into a recession. Well, there's a lot of talk, by the way, about the fact that interest rates, well, they're really more normal. This is kind of where they should be, et cetera, et cetera. And if that's really the case, you know, in other words, is it just baked in? Is it always going to be this basic level, or should it always be? Maybe that's an even better question. Should it always be this basic level of interest rates that we're seeing? But be that as it may, we continue to see economists, just like this one we're hearing from right now, worried about these high interest rates, again, having long warned they could over-tighten financial conditions and push the U.S. into a recession. So it seems to me that the interest rates being where they are still a cause for concern, and that makes sense, doesn't it? And also what happens is you have these actors in the real estate markets, commercial and residential, and so forth, you know, they're looking at this at these interest rates. We know for a fact that as these rates continue to be high, you have some investors that look to refinance their properties. They can't do that. Their mortgage rates go sky high comparative to what they had come into that property for, and there's just not enough money, there's not enough revenue that gets generated by these properties in order to really make ends meet. So you say, well, you just pass it on to the tenants. Well, that's not really possible either in the grand sense. Rents will continue to go up in many cases, and they typically do. You release your space, for example, if you're in a commercial setting, retail or office setting, and typically that rent's going to go up a little bit. You know why? Because the costs to run the building always go up. They don't typically ever go down. Insurance rates go up. All these other factors go up, power and this, everything associated with it. Vendors will always continue to, in some way, shape, or form, raise their prices. And a lot of times it's built into their contracts. They get a certain percentage every year, this kind of stuff. So getting into the weeds of it all isn't so much fun. But the overall concept here is the idea that you can't simply just run out and start raising the rates everywhere, because that'll also have the opposite effect. People will then leave. And your revenue goes even further down the pipe, right? So that's, you know, so to say that, well, these high interest rates are actually good, they're normal, people they have to kind of live with this. People aren't going to live with it, and they're not going to be. In fact, I saw another article. I don't have it right in front of me, but I saw an article earlier today. Mortgage applications plunge because of what's happening again with interest rates, or the outlook for interest rates at this point. You know, with the inflation numbers and the Fed's not going to make a move yet, maybe June. I mean, this goes on and on. So of course it has an effect on people. And it has an effect on how they're trying to make ends meet. It has an effect on how they live their lives. And it has an effect on their perception and their other actions that they might take in the economy. So it's very difficult to run out and try to explain to them that really it's everything's okay. It's not just that it's okay, but that you don't understand how good it really is. And if only you did, you wouldn't be having these nightmares, you know, about how you're going to make ends meet. And so I think that's a little unfortunate that there is that kind of idea out there. But again, you have this particular economist saying that it looks like, you know, this could this kind of thing could drive us into a recession. Economists have also said the full effects of Fed rate hikes are still working their way through the economy. Those signs of damage have already beginning to bubble to the surface. Auto loan delinquencies are rising. Ibrahim noted a signal that consumers are falling behind their debt payments as inflation bites and borrowing costs rise. Well, that's right. I saw another story the other day about Gen Z or millennials. They're also facing a lot of problems if they actually bought a car. In fact, I was talking with some colleagues earlier today, and we were talking about some of the young people. You know, young people that are turning 16 years old, they don't want to go get a driver's license. In other words, they probably will, you know, at some point, but they're not focused on it. It is kind of a different mentality. So I'll tell you, on my 16th birthday, I got my driver's license. I was ready to go. I mean, I was ready to take the test, the written test as well, and I was ready to go down and take the driving test itself, and I wanted to get my license. And every year on my birthday, that's when my driver's license would renew, right? Not every year, but every 4 years, but you get the idea. Because it was just, that was it. That was like a freedom. That was like, you know, okay, you've arrived. You can go places now. And, of course, what do? When you're 16 and you get your driver's license, right? Somebody needs something from the store? Oh, I will go. I will go to the store, and I will get something just so I can drive there, right? And those were the days, weren't they? You know, those were the days. Or if you're old enough and if you had an open campus in high school, you could go get your car, and you could go and get something for lunch as long as you were back by the time your next class began. So, I mean, oh, the wonders, right, of getting a driver's license, and, of course, you also have to have a car. That helps as well. But, digressing here, but the idea is that if you do have consumers falling behind their debt payments and so forth, that is a very, very bad signal. And then the article continues, meanwhile, the savings rate in the economy remains near record low. Americans saved just 3.7% of their income in December, which is about half of what the personal savings rate was in 2019. So we're going through so many changes, of course, even over the last few years, what with COVID hitting and so forth. But my estimation is that you've had a lot of people going into their savings to maintain spending. And is it necessarily maintaining a, you know, carefree lifestyle and, you know, spend money like it's water? Or is it to maintain the spending that they need to do to pay the rent, to pay the mortgage, to pay the food bill? All that stuff that goes in, especially if you're raising a family. And then eventually that money runs out, unfortunately. Hey, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Great minds do think alike. I think that that's a, we would consider that an axiom, that, you know, great minds do think alike. I just got a direct message from Trucker Ron in Denver, and he says, "Hi, Kyle, on that last segment, Frank Luntz said he knew Joe Biden and considered him a decent man. I have to question Mr. Luntz's judgment with all the information that's come to light on Joe Biden and the crime family." Come on, man, he says. So, well, yeah, I heard Frank Luntz say that same thing, and I kind of had a similar moment. It's kind of like, well, I don't know, maybe he's trying to be nice because Joe Biden is having some trouble or something, but I picked up on that too, and but I appreciate it, Ron. Also, here's another thing, folks. Oh, by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition. We've reached the point of the program where we've got another great song to play here in hour number two of the broadcast. And in a few minutes, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course. And as I was just saying, great minds do think alike. And thanks to Trucker Ron, because he also requested this next song. And the reason I say it like I'm saying it is because when we were looking at the songs for yesterday, and we finally settled on Van Halen, you know, "Come On Baby, Finish What You Started," that song. Right next to it, as I was looking through the songs, was Sammy Hagar's "I Can't Drive 55." And so, thanks to Trucker Ron, because now we've got a great excuse to play this song on the following night. So I do appreciate it, Trucker Ron, very, very much. And so, yes, let's do it. I can't remember when it was 55 miles an hour. Remember the gumball rally? Well, thing of the past, right? But Sammy Hagar made a great song out of this. Stay right there, everybody. We got this wonderful Sammy Hagar tune. Check it out. But, of course, the official policy and guideline of this program is that you obey all posted speed limits at all times and obey all traffic laws and standards and practices, folks. That's exactly what we're doing. Well, that's the policy. That's the official policy. We're not telling you to go over the speed limit. But in Sammy Hagar's day, you couldn't drive 55. That's right. So he encapsulated that. And thanks again to Trucker Ron. And also, he says that his daughter's also listening to the show now. So we appreciate that so much. So welcome. And we're glad that you're there. And thanks again to Trucker Ron for these great requests this morning and great choices. We sure do appreciate that. All right. Well, in a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Oh, by the way, do you remember cars back in the 80s, at least the one that I had, they would sort of illuminate or somehow make the 55 on the speedometer like a different color, like red or something like, or orange, you know, so that you would know when you got to 55. And so you wouldn't want to go more than 55 at that point, right? So, yeah, that was brought in right under Carter, I think, right? It was designed to save gasoline during the oil embargo. And so that's exactly what it was designed to do. Well, I'll tell you what, I think we're going to go ahead and talk with Denise Simon already this morning here on the program. Good morning, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We were just listening to I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar. So, and of course, we always, you know, as I was just saying, our policy on the program is to obey all posted speed limits, of course. And I know that you would agree, Denise.
Yeah, sure.
That's what exactly. We do. All right. Well, welcome again. And we've still got a lot of stuff going on. But now, obviously, you know, we had that AT&T outage, but then we also had another issue having to do with a pharmaceutical company or a pharmacy company where it looks like there could have been what they're calling a state actor that may mm-hmm. have tried to hack their systems.
They did hack it.
Yeah. So is this probing or is this the hack that they wanted to do? Or what do you think it means?
And that hack actually does platforms that the pharmacies use. I think there's three different platforms that they use to have connection to necessarily other pharmacies, to doctor's offices, and then to insurance companies in order to process prescriptions, is what was hacked, those three. And they say that it may not be up until today or even tomorrow.
Well, that is significant because number one, if you disrupted the actual delivery of pharmaceuticals even into this country, that would be a big deal. But this is disrupting it, of course, even at the
going
level
to the consumer.
Exactly right. And so this is a very, very important problem because so many people need to have access to their, especially if they take medication ongoing.
On a daily basis.
That's right, to maintain their health for whatever reason they're taking it. So this is very significant.
It is.
Do we have any idea who the state actor was?
I do not. I'm kind of watching it. But I'm not relying on the government to tell me. I'm relying on outside organizations, outside cyber experts, what are known as white hats, to tell me. So I was poking around in that yesterday afternoon and then got involved in some other things. But I do not know the answer to that yet.
Well, what about the AT&T? Now, they say it was a software update, a glitch, basically, as they rolled out another part of their network.
AT&T will never admit specifically what happened, or if it was a hack. Let me say it that way. If it was a hack, we will not hear that from AT&T.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's precisely why, I think that a lot of people are thinking, well, this could have all, and you have these two things in the same day, and that's a little coincidence.
Well, you got about 90% of the CIOs, which are the information officers at large corporations, they're never going to say anything about a hack unless they can't get by. They're going to get caught and they can't get by with it.
Mm-hmm.
But large corporations never want to admit a vulnerability.
Well, sure, yeah, for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But it does point out the fact that whether it's Iran or Russia or China, that constantly are looking for what they can get into, what they can disrupt. Not just
right.
In terms of the near term, but in concert with some other kind of thing that happens. But I tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. Much more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, right here. On the program this morning, we're climbing up to the top of the hour news. Stay right there because we are coming right back. I'll be with you, Friday edition.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.